Hey folks, we're just going to wait a couple minutes just to see if more people come.
Should I take notes today?
Oh, are you able to take notes, y'all?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. I started the down attendees for you. Hey, Christy.
Hello.
Christy, I think Ryan said he wasn't able to make it today. Do you remember that?
I was actually just looking back in Slack. I vaguely remember that, but today's my first day back after being gone. So let's see. Yes, he's on vacation, so I'm guessing we can go ahead and get started.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I didn't ask, did you want to lead or did you want me to lead?
It's totally up to you. I can do it.
It doesn't matter.
Well, do you want to lead since you did the agenda and then I can do the next two?
Sounds good. All right, cool
Okay.
beans. Hi everyone. Welcome to Data Import. The only announcement we have, so Christy and I and whoever else is available on tomorrow, yes, it is tomorrow, the 29th, from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be at the Product Council to announce the well to ask Product Council's acceptance in becoming a SIG. Yay! That's why we haven't really moved. Any of our documentation yet. We haven't really changed our channel names. It's because we still have not been given the official okay by Product Council. I don't anticipate there being an issue with that. But there you go. If you want to support us, all Product Council meetings are open and you are welcome to join. Does anyone else have any other announcements or updates that they'd like to share with the group?
Jennifer, just quick heads up that the data import documentation the general page about how job profiles are put together is now on docs.folio.org for Sunflower. If is Alyssa here? No, she's not here. She has got that into the documentation, and so I'm going to keep working with her to get some more stuff fleshed out.
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you. And Alyssa will be here. Oh my gosh, was it sometime in the future? I'm sorry. I don't remember that day. I don't have the time in front of me to talk about documentation for data import as the SIG. So once I have that information, I will share it with everyone. But this is really great news. Thank you again, Autumn. Any other updates that people want to share with the group? All right, I do have what's not so much an well, I guess it is an update. We had talked about having a day where we focus on especially the acquisition side of data import and working collaboratively with acquisition SIG on this. So I reach out to the acquisitions SIG via their Slack channel and asking, would it make more sense if we go to their SIG meeting, or would they come to our SIG meeting? So it basically, it's going to be a kind of combination of that. I saw that they had a poll, and June 11th works for several of their members, five of them, including Dennis, the PO, to come to this meeting where we can do like mark order demos. Talk about business functionality, and I don't know if if people want to share. Yeah, I can share my screen. Sorry, I didn't think about that before. So let me just hop on to June 11th. So June 11th, I did put down already, so links to the technical designs and architecture, notes from ORCID, Quisnalia, and also this quantity equals zero functionality that we reverted back to Poppy that was on Quisnalia. I have seen actually that there's some more issues with quantity as well. And I believe, and maybe I can move some of these. Sorry for the scroll, everyone. I put these down here. Yeah, order. So maybe I can move these also to that June 11th meeting. And so I won't be there. Christy will be here to lead you all. And then they asked after that meeting, maybe a couple of us can go to the acquisition SIG to kind of continue the discussion with all of their members afterwards. It seems to me like a really good collaborative effort, and I'm hoping that we can maybe come away with maybe a better business logic or a better way of handling kind of our mark orders. Any questions or thoughts? Chrissy.
Yeah, so I just want to. I think it would be great if we could spend some time in this meeting putting together some goals for that first meeting. It seems that there are a lot of ways to approach this, and we only have 1 hour. So I think that we have to prioritize what we're going to talk about. Like, I don't think that we can have an orders demo and then talk about all of the open issues. And I also think that how orders is actually works is kind of like a, tail wagging the dog situation. There is no real comprehensive, documentation for how data import orders is supposed to work. So, especially as the person who's going to be leading that meeting, I don't think that we can achieve everything, and I would like to be as organized as possible as we approach this discussion so that we can have, expect we're able to actually generate outcomes, right? Rather than just having a conversation. So I would like to hear from this group, and maybe we could ask the acquisition SIG too what their highest priority goals are for that initial meeting. I also think that that will help us figure out like what is the context that is needed for framing the discussion. You know, is it demos from people? Like, what is the highest priority? Is it, you know, using order import as it is right now? How do we use it? Is it how do, what are the issues? Is it what do we want it to be? Is it, you know, what was it intended to do? Maybe it's multiple of these things, but I just want to make sure we're starting in the best place we can. And I don't think that there's a wrong answer for a place to start. I just want to make sure that we set reasonable expectations for what we can achieve in an hour-long meeting.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. So I mean, really, what we have on our agenda is, I mean, it's more stuff that we need to talk about with Ryan. So yeah, I mean, I don't use MARC orders, but it would be, I know before we had talked about demos, and maybe that's something, maybe that we do in lab. But I mean, what exactly? I mean, so I mean, for those who do mark orders, what are your, I guess, what are your concerns and what are your priorities and what are kind of like your top questions for the acquisition SIG?
You know, so can we actually, so how many people here in this meeting are using MARC orders via data import?
We are at Stanford, but not me.
Okay, and it looks like Michigan, you're at Michigan State, right, Autumn?
Yes, yep.
So Michigan State, Stanford, Columbia.
And who was it? Who was at lab last week? Who was using it and had a lot of questions?
Was that Missouri?
Was it somehow I'm thinking Oklahoma, but I could be totally wrong.
No, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was Oklahoma.
Yeah. Is there anyone here who wants to use order imports and need support getting that started?
Yeah, we. Oh,
Oh, sorry.
sorry. You can go ahead, Jennifer.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, but I mean, I'd like to see it working a little better before we do.
Yeah, we'd also like to use it, but yeah, I think it would help to see how other people are using and to see like what things we could get improved.
When you say what the things working better, like which things that don't work are keeping you from using it.
I think it's the inventory piece, you know, because we often buy things with different quantities. And that's where I see like a lot of the errors, like if quantity equals zero or quantity equals one. But, you know, in some cases, our one, we might have, you know, four or five item records. So I don't know if that's still an issue, but we just have, you know, different ways that we pay, especially for the those sets of things.
You know what? Maybe we actually put together a poll that we can send out this week. You know, a couple asking these questions, and the results can be shared out at that meeting. And at that meeting, we can determine, what is the work that needs to be done to make progress in these areas that people have identified. I think that that would actually be more useful than just live demos. And maybe we have a session that is dedicated to live demos, but I don't know that that's necessarily the best first session if we're thinking about this as a series, a way to pivot and be more focused and intentional on loading orders via data import. And, I mean, the survey, I mean, I've heard the questions right now, so I can see it in my mind. So one is, are you using data import to load orders? Are you not using it, but you want to? If you are using it, what are the biggest pain points? If you're not using it, but want to, what are the biggest blockers? Anyway, Autumn, I see your hand raised.
Okay, so the better sample data group is working right now to populate test environments with like reference data and record data, but also job profiles. And I'm wondering, could we, do you think it's within scope to also ask in a survey, like, what kind of data do you need in test environments to like replicate your own workflows? You know what I mean? 'Cause I, yeah.
I think that that's an excellent question to ask. And, so if I'm like also thinking about articulating goals for this engagement with Acquisition SIG on data import, it's about having better understanding and communication between the two. Also, how do we test these workflows before the fact rather than after the fact? And I see what I see Kimberly's comment too, that there are so many ways that you can create orders. Like you can use the order import tool to create orders and use the order logic for creating your inventory records, or you can bypass that and, create your inventory records using, the data import profiles for inventory records. And, there's not a lot of documentation about those separate pathways, right? How do you customize that? And, something that breaks one of those workflows is not going to break the other. And, there's a lot of change that comes to acquisition to the order import app that has, repercussions for creating orders via data import. Yet, how that is going to impact data import is not a discussion. It's not a part of the development process. Anyway, maybe that first meeting is about like, an environmental scan and setting goals and prioritizing work on those goals.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I did put the list to those resources. And I have to say the architecture piece, unfortunately, it seems incomplete. I don't know if anyone's read through that, but a lot of the information is from Anne Marie. I think it was last updated in early 2024. So I don't know if there's anything on Folio Docs about mark orders either. So it seems to me that even the documentation we have either hasn't been finished or can be misleading because it hasn't It's just not fully formed.
Well, and this is actually one of my biggest challenges in using orders is that nothing is changing, about the data import profiles for orders, yet how the profiles behave, just there are wild swings between there are wild swings between versions of Folio because of the work that's being done on the order import app, and locations and quantity. There are a lot of assumptions that are being made about how that should behave when you are, creating orders one by one, but that impacts data import. So it's not necessarily about data import functionality when it comes to orders. It is about how the orders app changes the business logic. And data import is using that business logic too.
So that's a good point. So what I hear is that we want a survey. Is that still the goal for the survey? Kind of figure out, get a environmental scan of who's using Merc Orders, who isn't, who wants to, and kind of what the issues are. And then it seems also that, one of the things we or those who use Merc Orders have noticed is that this is very tied into the orders app, but that work seems to be focused on, the manual one-off rather than, how data imports or how, data import passes off its stuff to Merc Orders and priorities. Yeah. So, Chrissy, were you thinking the priorities also in that environmental scan or something different?
Well, I think shorter is better, but I do think that, we can't do everything at once. So understanding expectations about priorities from the community, I think is important, but maybe that could be a part of, objectives setting, in the data import meetings that we have. The initial data import meeting and the initial acquisitions import SIG meeting.
I think maybe it'll be easier to discuss our priorities once we understand what the issues are. So maybe we need to have the poll to understand what people are finding concerning or not working for them or keeping them from using it. And then we could say, okay, well, in order to obviously, I don't know, think get it working for those who are already working should be priority one, getting the blockers moved from the people who aren't, that's how we could set priorities once we understand what people's needs are.
I think that that's I think that that approach makes total sense to me. So if we want a survey and we're all on board and we think that, putting out like a 5 to 6 question survey to the data import SIG and the acquisition SIG before, like maybe by the end of this week, what is the best format that you've found for doing surveys in the context of a SIG? I mean, I do surveys a lot, and I'm happy to be the one to like build the survey and send it around to this group for a round of feedback before actually making it live. But I'm just wondering if there are thoughts about platform.
I mean, Google Docs might be the best way to do that. Do you have access to the data import batch load?
The data import batch load.
Google Drive?
Yeah, I have to go and find it, but yeah, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem is like I can create a folder within a folder that's already been created, but I can't create like a top level folder in there.
Right, so there is a well, the folder that I have hasn't really been used since well, you're the last user in March of 2024. Let's see here. What I can also do is I can reach out to I can reach out to I think it's Peter Murphy who manages that and ask if we can have a new data import SIG directory and have those moved over and give you and I full edit access.
Yeah, that's true, because we're still under, I mean, this is under metadata management still. We can, yes, after Thursday, we can definitely, I think that's a great idea asking Peter for that, because we'll need to rename the Slack channel as well, which I can't do. I don't know if you can. I think Peter's the only one who can do that.
He probably is. So we can take care of that. I can, if we're okay with the Google survey, I can go ahead and create the survey in my own Google Drive and then move it over once we have access to the OLF data import SIG. Google Drive.
I think that sounds fine. It's kind of low key. I think doing something that's kind of quick and easy right now seems better than, because otherwise you're gonna get into like, Qualtrics or something like that, and yeah.
Yeah, I think that Qualtrics is a little, is a little bit overkill for something like that in terms of at least, at our institution, if we go through Qualtrics, we have to, there's a lot of administration that, has to approve it and review it, and we get our assessment people involved. And I think that might be overkill for this survey.
Yeah, and Google, it's you can open it up to anyone. I mean, sometimes it doesn't like if you don't have a Gmail account, but yeah, I mean, it seems fine for what we need to do here. So Christy, if you do this survey, are you gonna advertise on Slack? So I guess it would be data import. So maybe we'd need data import, maybe metadata management, acquisition Slack. Definitely. Would there be another place to advertise it besides those three?
Maybe implementers.
That's a great idea. Yeah, implementers.
Okay. Well, what I can do is before we make it live, I will post in the data import Slack asking, for, a short 24-hour turnaround on feedback just to have extra eyes on the survey before it goes out. I realize that's a short time frame, but if we want to get this out in time to give people time to fill it out before the June 11th meeting, I would like to get it out like by maybe next Monday at the latest.
And then we do have like 2 weeks approximately as well. So I mean it's not a huge amount of time, but still it's better than less than 1 week. Yeah. All right, and from there, I guess you'll share that on the 11th. Did you want to use the 4th to further like talk about like get ready for that data import collaboration with Acquisition SIG?
The June 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, do you mean the orders?
Yeah.
We can. How are we setting agendas right now? Are we just going through open issues and that haven't been discussed and bringing them to the surface?
That's been my goal so far. Actually, I did find a one because we're doing all this prioritization work for Product Council. So I created a brand new dashboard for here, which has the summary. And it's a little easier to read than our other dashboard. And I saw a couple of issues, well, more than a couple, actually. That have been waiting for like SME, comment, approval, possible duplicate, or things that just seem to go counter to what we have in our implementers topic. Like one of those is disallow usage of an update mark bib next to an update instance action. So I know we've asked to be able to update mark and instance in the same job profile. But those are I just pulled those in because we're kind of in a transition period. So that was all.
Right. I'm wondering if we can use next week's meeting I worry about going too far into planning without representation from the acquisition SIG, if it truly is going to be a collaboration. So maybe thinking about the 11th meeting as a kickoff meeting, we can definitely revisit it to see if there's any thoughts that from the data import perspective, we need to bring to bear on that collaboration. So yeah, we can put it on the agenda to revisit it. I'm just wary, like I said, about going too far down a path without acquisitions representation.
That makes sense, Christy. And we do have what I put down for we really need Ryan for these anyway, but Mansoor Spin 10-13, like we could actually look at those on the 4th with Ryan. Yeah, I've got that one, which is do not process incoming record if there's a duplicate. These have been waiting for like confirmation for a long time. So it might be good to kind of get those straight and at least, say that we've discussed this so they can kind of go on their way. So I've got three of them plus the so duplicate, disallow usage of update mark next to instance, and then exploring batch import for holdings and multiple items via CSV rather than mark. And then I also put down, I found some more issues that have never been discussed in the SIG as well. And this is all in our meeting for today where I made those notes.
I mean,
Amber,
I
do you want to
that.
share your screen so everybody sees in case somebody doesn't have the notes in front of them? Can you see the screen?
Yes.
So here are it's the 1013. This one and these are basically they say the same thing, but how far does this state? Yeah, so it was created July 7th. So this is an older ticket, which is still waiting for confirmation. This one was created, well, almost about a year ago, but it seems that this kind of goes against what we're asking for in an our implementer spreadsheet of being able to do a mark bib and update instance. So if this goes forward, then I just maybe just understanding what are the implications of this one. 394. And then here it's so we have two, one for multiple holdings and then for multiple items. And we had discussed Christy, you weren't here, of actually doing this by CSV, but I didn't, it was towards the end of the hour, so it would be nice to confirm if that's what we really want for both of those.
Well, so you're right. I wasn't there. But I mean, thinking about use cases, because I can think of, a use case where we would want to do it by CSV, and then I can think of a use case where, going back to orders, being able to control how, holdings and items are created at the point of order. I think that needs to be a part of the order import or, just inventory record creation process. It shouldn't be a second step where we have to use a CSV. I think that this is something, I would like to hear what other people think about this. This is really about our process where we talk about these issues out of the bigger context and out of the context of like various use cases. And then the one issue gets taken for the whole. And, really doesn't actually end up solving all of the use cases that we have. It just solves one, but we can now do that thing. So it gets ended, right? There's a term that we use here, MISI, functionality or scope or documentation being, mutually exclusive and completely exhaustive. And I don't feel like we have that with data import and these tickets. And I just think that they're more complex than just that one issue. For instance, that disallow usage of updated mark bib next to update instance actions, there's not a lot of information there. Who actually even opened that ticket and asked for that? Because that doesn't sound like it was anything that came from the data import SIG.
And that's why I singled these out because I don't
Yeah.
think they had ever been discussed. I'm not sure who opened these.
Can you scroll up?
It is all the way up. Yeah.
The side window isn't.
Oh, let's go up.
See, this was actually opened by someone on the development team. And why are they asking for functionality, like you said, that we don't want? But also going back to the, being able to create or update multiple holdings or items, I think that there were no use. There's no like use case here, so I don't really understand. I don't understand the context for this and what I see this as being useful. But thinking about what is the information that we need, how can we, provide the details that allows us to have like a shared understanding of the purpose of this and what use case it's supposed to solve versus what use cases it doesn't solve and need other solutions.
And I think a lot of this comes from what was happening before, and we're still playing catch up. And I think we're going to be playing catch up for a long time, where these tickets were created and they were never discussed in the working group. And so now going back to them and seeing, is this something that we really need? How does this fit in with other things? So that's, yeah. But, as Crazy said, it'd be great to hear from other people because, if we don't do anything, you can see, and originally this was slated for Quiznalia, for Amory from the notes, but it still has release dates, and if they are able to finish everything, including this one, this will be, or this one, this is a Trillium 2, this will be in Trillium. Whether or not we've commented on it, especially if we don't comment on it.
True. No, I think that we just talk about these at the next meeting and we can touch base on the order import joint meeting with acquisitions.
Yeah, anyone else have thoughts on this? I mean, does this make sense?
Yeah, I think this is a good approach. I have to say, I have not had time or brain space to even really dive into all of the issues awaiting attention. So it's good to know that there are some things in there that did not originate from this group. That's definitely something I'd be interested in looking at more closely.
I agree. I think there's a lot of, I mean, I think one of the things we've discussed a lot in the past is how we've been pulled along by the development with who don't always understand exactly what our needs are, and we should be the ones pushing for what needs to happen and not them. I mean, I'm looking at these and I admit the same as Autumn, I haven't really done a deep dive, but I could see cases where we would want the, batch import for multiple holdings and items. But I'd have to, yeah, I'd have to have a better understanding on what it affects and how it works and all that. And yeah, so I think if we all sort of maybe make a commitment to look at these a little bit more deeply before our next week's meeting, and then we could discuss them in depth and make our notes and maybe come up with use cases. And like you said, use cases where it, solves the problem, but maybe others where it doesn't or where it creates a problem. So I think that would be really helpful. And yeah, and then maybe just touch on a little bit, leave the acquisitions discussion to a minor part of the meeting, and to the major acquisitions meeting the following week.
Robert.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And also, I'm thinking back to, was it last week's meeting or the week before, where, I had a question, or may have been Data Lab too. I'm not sure, about how Delete was working with, in Sunflower testing. And I think somebody, I think might have been you, Jennifer, said, yeah, I don't think this is exactly what we asked for. the way they built the delete function. So, I think I just wanted to say, even if it is something that one of us started the ticket for, just making sure that we're thinking about it in the same way that the developers are, or vice versa, and we actually have some way to sort of, I mean, it would be nice if we had a better way to track the progress on this and make sure they're going down the path we want to go down. I don't know if there's an answer for that, but yeah.
No, that's a great point. And I was looking a little bit more on this one, and I saw mention of edge APIs. And I think this is, sometimes the title or even the summary is just doesn't really describe what it's being asked in that case. So I think one thing that I took from you, Christy, I started doing this last time. I saw you do it the time before. In our fields, if we are talking about something that hasn't been discussed and is a JIRA, then noting down, oh, this is one you did, noting down that this has been reviewed in data in on this date and would be in line with functional areas. So making sure that this is on the JIRA issue, because this is what the PO, but also the developers look at. So I think that's really important. And then here, just saying, see working group comments on the issue. So at least for issues, this becomes kind of, that's way down. This is how we want to see it. And if we don't see it, then we can trace this back somewhat easily, because it's horrible. Like I've been finding them ever since like the 514. There's some of these, but then I have all of these that I found that we've never really talked about. Some we have, but some we haven't, and they're just it's like a little mushroom farm of JIRA issues that seem to escape us. But I guess with that in mind, I mean, so next week, if we look at, we start these three, then, we prepare, do the survey for June 11th, and then start collaborating with the acquisition SIG. And then maybe each, we can, when we have time, take a look at some of these that we still need to go through, as well as our implementers spreadsheet. And then we really note down like the working group decision in the JIRA issue. That seems, I don't know, that seems like a at least a plan right now.
That sounds good to me.
Well, I will say there's a never-ending supply of JIRA issues. So, we have plenty of material, Christy, going forward for like the foreseeable decade. But it'd be interesting to see what others think about this, because really, I mean, we are a data import. I know that's corny, but this is really your time too. And hearing your input, I think for me is extremely important, because what I think might be interesting might not be interesting for you as well. So are does anyone want to share their thoughts?
I would just add that maybe we can encourage people to, as you find JIRAs or come across them and you want to bump them up and they haven't been talked about, keep adding them to our, tracker. And we can use that as a way of feeding JIRA issues from the community into the agenda for discussion.
Yeah, and I think maybe also like for some that are blocked, I'd really like to have a conversation with Ryan to see why they're blocked. We've had some issues that have been blocked for, maybe more than a year, and I don't understand why at the, at this point, why they're blocked. So that might be good as well. Yeah. Well, all righty. Well, we're very close to time. So Christy, you're going to do the survey. What I'll do is I will move these three, so 1013, 394, and the support batch to the June 4th data import meeting. I will also move issues that we haven't discussed. I'll move those as well to our next meeting just to, or maybe I think some of, well, let me see. I'll make sure that these are on our implementers topic. I think rather, I'll slowly move them to over there. And thank you, Yael, for taking notes. Very much appreciated. Am I missing anything? Yes, few minute break before the next meeting.
I don't think so.
Oh no, maybe a quick break, instant break. All righty. Well, thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.